Is this thing? Can you guys hear me okay? Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. First, wanted to welcome everybody back. Bob wanted me to be sure and mention that all these talks that we're going to hear, the people that we're going to hear from today, it's all going to be recorded and posted on the MSC's website. So if any of you guys want to go back and listen to any of this, it'll be available for anybody that that wants to listen to it. I'd first like to thank, all of our members for attending the past 2 days. I know it takes a big commitment for everybody to be here. I want to thank our new affiliate members. We've got a couple new affiliate members we want to be sure and recognize. Walls being one of them, and then load scan technology, So, one thing I wanted to point out, one of our new affiliates, I don't know if you guys had a chance to meet with Kerry West from Load Scan Technology. Does anybody care to guess where he's from? He's from New Zealand. I seen him wander around in the hallway a couple of times earlier today. Anybody care to guess what time it is in New Zealand? Yeah, it's 7 a.m., roughly 7 a.m. right now. So the guy's, I think, has been fighting like hell to stay awake all night long through our morning meeting. So I wanted to especially thank him for taking the time to travel. Thanks a bunch. So I guess the first speaker that we're going to have will be Matt Walls. He's from Walls Scales. A little bit of background on Matt. He's the vice president of Walls Sales, a 50-year-old businessman that specializes in weigh and measuring technologies and services. His recent focus has been the development of new technologies for applications that require automated volumetric bulk material, which to me is welcoming news. If you guys are a lot like our business, half of our business is bulk. And one of our, we talk about cost all morning long, some things that can affect our cost. And we go out to do our inventories monthly. We're constantly resetting our perpetual inventory. And, you want to talk about cost rising or dropping. When you lose inventory, it impacts not only your costs but your bottom line. So excited to hear from both Matt and Kerry today regarding that. Shortly after that, after Matt's presentation, we're going to have a 15-minute break, and then we'll start at 3 o'clock with the rest of our affiliate members. The first one will be Reliance Packaging, and Satish Sharma, is that right? Where are you at? Not here yet, okay. They're with Reliance Packaging. They have facilities in North Carolina and Florida. They specialize in domestically printed flexographic packaging. They offer width flexographic printing for converted bags and printed roll stock. Then we'll hear from Al Prado, is how you would say that, from CompTech. They're a leading international technology supplier of machinery and systems for treatment of solid waste and biomass. They have a product range that includes over 30 types of machines that cover all key process steps in modern waste handling. And then last but least, we'll hear from Kerry West from Load Scan. Hopefully he'll still be awake and ready to go by then. Okay. Me and Shelley were talking about this earlier. He wins the award, for probably the furthest traveled coming from New Zealand. So LoadScan is a leading international manufacturer of payload volume scanner technology and load management solutions. They offer comprehensive solutions to a wide range of industries and applications. And then once we wrap up with him, roughly 4:45 or whenever we get done, then we'll go to the last part of our meeting, which is the president's reception. And that'll be down, Shelley, in the same room that our thing was last night.
The bridge,
okay. Thanks, Randy. So without further ado, we'll start with Matt Walls. Thank you.
All right, can you hear me? Sounds like you can.
Who's ready for another PowerPoint presentation? All right, hopefully this is somewhat interesting to everybody. I'm looking forward to maybe getting some back and forth and some discussion about this technology too as we go through it. The first thing I want to talk about is who we are, who I am. We're a 50-year-old, we're actually a scale company. So our main business is truck scales and rail scales and wheel loader scales and things of that nature. We live in the world of NTEP approval and all that stuff and a lot of these scale applications. We also do onboard scales, and within the last 5 years or so, we're also doing the volumetric measurement systems. Okay? So we're going to talk about two different types of solutions. One is a truck scanning system, which measures volumetrically the amount of material that's in the back of an open-top vehicle. Secondly, we're going to talk about our new solution for measurement of volume on belts. Both of these systems essentially use the same type of technology. We use laser technology. You kind of think of it as a digital tape measure, where we actually are measuring the differences in height, and we add them all together, and that gives us our overall volume. The process is pretty much the same for both the trucks and the belts. We compare the loaded volume to the empty volume, and the difference between the two is actually the amount of material that is there. Okay? Here's a representation of an empty scan of an empty truck. This kind of shows you what the laser scanners give us. We actually map the actual truck bed or the trailer. Okay, we store all that information within our system. It also generates 3D or 2D high definition images. That's very beneficial for visual verification of what the system is telling you. Here's a representation of that same truck but loaded. This is what we get out of the scanner after we process it with our fancy math. And here would be the images that we generate from that as well, that we print on the load tickets and things of that nature. These images are really helpful. They can show in much greater detail the actual load versus a regular camera picture. Okay? You'll see variations in the color here on the picture on the right. The higher part is red, and we change the color pattern as we move down in the pile to give you a good visual representation of the high spots and the low spots in the load. Okay? So what will this stuff, what do you get? What deliverables are you going to get from these systems? First of all, the accuracy. Both systems are going to be plus or minus 1%. In the applications where you will use them, okay? You're going to get real-time inventory tracking. You're going to get load images. There's a ticketing system, a truck scale interface, cloud-based reporting, and an optional API. What this optional API means is, I'm assuming most of you have your own ticketing systems that you use today. The last thing you want to do is add another piece of software that you have to maintain and manage. We can have our system talk directly into your ticketing system, so you actually run the scanner system from your ticketing system, not mine. Okay? This is something that we can do, and we've done for some other customers. Here's an example of some of the tickets, our tickets that we generate from our truck scanner system. It's got basic information on there, like the unit number, the volume, job account, basic ticket information. And also we put the pretty pictures on there too, so people can see the empty truck and the loaded truck and the difference between the two. This information is located locally on your system, and we also store all this information in the cloud, so you can manage all your locations from one place. Reporting. graphical reporting that keeps track of stockpile volumes, jobs that you're on, your different accounts, all that stuff is tracked and maintained within the system. We even track cycle times and things of that nature. So we have a lot of nice reporting tools which may or may not be of any interest. One of the tools that this gives you, in my opinion, this is one of the best tools that it provides. These images really can help with disputes and make customers feel comfortable with what you say you are giving them. This is a representation of that material, of that load, when it left your yard. Not when it got to them, but when it left your facility, this is exactly what was loaded in that truck. I look at this as a process control device. This is not a legal for trade truck scale. I don't think we should use it and sell. I think it's possible if you wanted to use it and sell off the tickets, you could, but I don't think that's really where this is going to help you all the most. We can use this for your inbound loads to verify shipments and deliveries you're getting from your suppliers. Okay, are you getting overcharged? Are you getting undercharged? And if you are, how do you prove that you are? If you're buying by weight, with this system, with the volume and the weight, you can verify, hey, which supplier is giving me the best value? You know, what's my weight per cubic yard from this supplier versus this supplier versus this supplier? You're going to get inbound tracking for your inventory. You're going to know and keep track of, in a real-time basis, what is coming into my facility by volume. And then lastly is the images. You'll be able to have a visual representation of everyone and show the supplier, hey, see this load here? This is a problem. On the outbound side, this is a wonderful tool to verify that your outbound shipments are not over or underloaded. Now, you guys, in most cases, are not loading the trucks yourself. Someone else is doing this. And everybody gets distracted and everybody makes mistakes. With our system, we can set some thresholds in the system and it'll tell you this truck is underloaded or it's overloaded per your target. Okay? You're going to get these pictures on the outbound. You can add these to your existing ticketing system. Get these pictures to the customer. If they don't believe that that's a 100 cubic yard load, show them the picture. Now, these pictures, too, are also available on the cloud, so you can link your customers up to it. They can go to the cloud and see it. You're going to have, once again, inventory tracking. So we're tracking it coming in. Now we can keep track of it going out. What that gives us is an actual, accurate stockpile value in real time. And the other thing, place we can see this is used in is to integrate it with your existing ticketing system. Don't need to run two systems. Let's make this a part of your existing system that you've already got vested in. People are already trained on it. So let's talk about the belt volume measurement. This is probably most interest to people. I'm assuming a lot of people knew about this truck scanning system. It's been out for a while. Okay, everybody pretty much knows about it, but this is fairly new. Now, this technology itself is not new, but we've been using it in the aggregate industry. Okay, so we use it on mobile crushers and things of that nature. But this has a place in your industry. We can put it on your grinders and your shredders. Accuracy is going to be 1% or better. Once again, it uses laser technology. It also uses ultrasonic sensors. So this particular unit will use lasers and sound. And what that helps us with is with dust. Lasers don't like a lot of dust, but the sound waves, they don't care about the dust. So it gives us a real accurate, fast method of calculating the volume. The installation is simple. It's not, I don't know if you guys, any of you run belt scales, but this is a much easier installation than a belt scale. All of this is mounted above the conveyor. So it's just a matter of bolting it to the top, over your end pulley, over the top of your conveyor. There's virtually no maintenance because there's no moving parts. You only have to calibrate this thing one time, which is not good for me because I'm in the calibration scale business. And it interfaces to the same cloud database that our truck system runs on. So once again, we can send all that information into one place and track inventories in real time. So you can be at the conference and watch on your phone and see what is going on at your facilities. Here's some more pictures. You can see it's literally a little rectangle that goes over the top of the end of the belt. You see little round parts. There's lasers and ultrasonic sensors in there. So what are our applications for this? We got grinders, your screeners, mulch coloring systems. Do we want to be able to monitor and adjust our water and our coloring accurately for the speed? Or this could save a ton of money. Real-time production tracking. It'll do all that. Blending. It'll help you with blending. And once again, real-time inventory. So let's talk about some pricing. I know this is not supposed to be a sales discussion, but everyone's going to ask me how much this stuff costs. Okay? So I'm going to start with the very basic. This is for the guy that wants to just get the pretty pictures. And I want to interface those pretty pictures on my tickets. And I want to use those pretty pictures to send to my customers or my suppliers. That system, the basic system, is $5,795. Okay? So what you're going to get for that is you're going to get the sensor, the laser, and you're going to get some software. You got to figure out how you're going to mount it. You got to figure out where you're going to put it. And we have options if you want help with that, but that's not where we add value. My value is added in this technology, not the pole and how you're going to mount it. The next step up is the full systems that has not only the pictures, but it has the volume and the cloud-based reporting and all that stuff. Systems start essentially $9,500. Okay? And then the volumetric belt scanner. Those start at $15,000. Anybody have any questions?
Why is that scanner at the end of the belt?
At the very end, at the end point. Why is it there?
Yeah, on the belt. It's harder to work on up there as opposed to further down the belt.
Because there's no slop in the belt. It's tight there. Because we're measuring distance and not weight, so we can't have the belt bouncing and vibrating when we're doing the scanning.
Things are setting in hand belts that much easier than where the belt isn't lifting and it's flat.
How does that volumetric belt scanner, how does it fare up to steam, water, whatever, any kind of vapor in the air?
It does a pretty good job with it. It does better with than the laser scanner for the trucks because we're using ultrasonic technology on it. So it does a much better job of dealing with particles in the air.
What's the rate of reading per square foot, or how many readings does it take?
It'll run on a belt up to 100 feet per second. I mean, it will go fast. It pretty much provides a reading every 30 seconds is the way it does it, the way it updates what you can see. Even though it's measuring in between that, it will update visually every 30 seconds. No, excuse me, 10 seconds, every 10 seconds.
How long does it take for the truck scan?
To scan the truck?
Yeah.
Keep it under 5 miles an hour. So as long as it takes from just starting the scan to the end, 5 miles an hour, and then you get the results within 10 seconds. Yeah.
Just for the sake of fun, how is it that you know it's plus or minus 1%?
That's a good question. You can't do it with mulch, I can tell you that much. It's physically impossible. That's why we don't advocate trying to use this, in most cases, as a device for selling. Because here's what happens. You've got a 10-yard bucket, and you put 10 of them in that truck. We all here want to say that we just sold 100 cubic yards of mulch. But if I scan it, you don't have 100 cubic yards in there anymore because of compaction. The way we verify it is with aggregate, with a non-compactable material. Typically what we'll do is we will scan it and we will weigh that load. We will get the material density and do the conversion.
Same thing for the growing guys.
Yeah.
Where they're gray with sand and gravel in our business.
Yeah.
Kind of a stretch.
That's why I think the place for this is a lot of it is on the inbound side. Put some pressure on your suppliers while you can. Use what you learn to save or make more money within the business. And the other place is the pictures. Most people I've talked to in your industry have someone that is complaining. We don't always have completely happy customers all the time. But this gives you an actual tool that you can communicate with them. It's hard for them to look at these pictures and say, no, there's no way. Yes, sir.
I was just going to say, like we were talking earlier, for people who sell a lot of pulp material, I think most of our customers would feel, in some cases, not all cases, but everybody has customers that are always questioning volume. This, is, in some cases, can be a hell of a lot better tool than telling your customer, well, my operator knows what he's doing, you know, he's been doing it for 10 years, whatever. He calculates by the bucket. To me, I see this as a tool for helping with some of that problem.
Yeah, well, and
that you have, because most of them, I don't think, are really going to argue the data that comes from this. And
no, they
anybody
won't.
That's in the bulk business, especially mulch, you got four different operators in the same loader that go mm-hmm. out to the pile. You're going to get four different results
yeah.
in terms of volume.
Oh, yeah. We've tested it. We've tried it. I've tried to make it give you 100 cubic yards. When you put 100 cubic yards in there, I can't make it do it. You know, one guy loads it in the front, and then one guy starts it in the back. I mean, it's
not... Well, not only that, one guy gets the pile in third gear, the other guy gets
exactly.
it in first gear. You know,
but I will tell you, it can help you, because the compaction, even though it's there, it's not super over-dramatic. You're not going to lose a whole bucket. So if we put in the system... Hey, my bucket is 10 cubic yards.
But it can be compounded on the size and the weight of the machine, too.
Sure.
The bigger the machine, the more power it's got, the more compression you're
right.
going to get in the bucket, the bigger the bucket.
But what I'm getting at is this system, when you, if you were to scan that outbound load, even though we're not going to use it to give the ticket to the customer, we can know by looking at it, Steve missed a bucket.
Sure.
The picture alone is not going to help you do that. Yes, sir.
Multiple trucks come in and they're already loaded and they're coming for all different sorts of people. You've got to have it loaded and you also have to have it unloaded. Right?
For the volume, yes. Not for the pictures, but for volume, yes.
So you take the picture, they have to dump and then come back and get the outbound or do you?
Yep. But we store that too. So if you only have to do the empty one time per trailer.
But if you're making everybody weigh in and out when you buy a product like we do, like 3 tons,
yep.
you want them to pass through full and then pass back through empty
yep.
to confirm the tonnage that you brought in.
That's right. But it will store, if, for instance, if you have your own fleet of trucks, it's really easy. Because then we put RFID tags on the truck, and it's an automated process. You don't even have to touch anything. Yes, sir?
On the belt scanner, the belt speed need to be consistent, or will it manage?
Yeah. It'll manage. We'll put an encoder on it,
okay.
So we read the belt speed.
Okay. So if the belt scanner was on a stacking conveyor, could that then be used to load another truck?
Yeah.
And measure the volume of it, and so the compaction then with our mulch.
Mm-hmm.
You're only talking about like inside the bulk truck, but not on the conveyor belt.
Say that again. The compaction. Yeah, the compaction is in the loading process of the mulch in the truck is what creates that compaction problem. Yeah, that's what I've told a couple people. Why can't we just load these trucks with a belt? That would solve this whole compaction problem. But it's not my industry, and apparently that takes too long. Yes, sir.
How do you guys factor the compression of the suspension of a truck when going underneath the scanner?
Fancy math.
Okay. All right. I'll just make sure you guys have that.
Oh, yeah.
Taken care of.
Yeah. Got that. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Is the system certified by police?
No.
No.
There's currently no place within Handbook 44 for this to be classified under. No, because I don't think, to be honest with you, I live in the truck scale world. I live in weights and measures all the time, every day. You guys are living the dream on the bulk site. You're not being harassed. The government is not coming in there and telling you you have to use a system. You guys are, for most part, the ones I've seen, are bucket counting. You're the only industry that does that and is allowed to do that. So that's why I think we need to look at it as a process control device. You need to take ownership of this technology within your group and use it all together so everybody knows the rules. You need to self-govern yourself or else this will, someone is going to make this happen in a legal for trade environment, and it's going to be bad. Yeah. All right. Any more questions? Yes, sir.
Is there anybody in the room that wants to share any experiences they've had with either one of these sites?
Ben?
Yeah, I mean, we have one of the truck scales, or one of the truck scanners in front of our inbound scale. And while we have had the discussion with our vendors for when they load our truck, I've got, you know, 5-6 different sizes of trailers, and if somebody is loading my trailer that's a maximum capacity of 95 yards and trying to charge me 130 because they're not even a part of their process, and that 95 yard trailer comes back to my facility and it scans in at 93.6, I can use that ticket to go back to my vendor and say, hey, there's no way that you loaded my trailer incorrectly. I just saw a savings of almost 40 yards.
So, do you have their type of equipment in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it makes a, I mean, we saw an immediate impact on the accuracy of our receiving process, and we tested it to how we're loading our trucks, and it's very accurate. It's very accurate.
Has it ever been challenged by a state or municipal?
No, it's not legal for trade device.
So do you typically see your inventories coming more in line with what you say you purchased and what you physically run through your facility?
Well, for the most part, we're buying by the ton.
You buy by the ton, but for the most part, I don't know if you guys sell by the yard or by the ton.
By the yard.
By the yard. So you have a conversion.
It makes that process a lot faster for us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a camera that looks at the trailer as it's coming in. So we're verifying that it's this many tons, but also we know which trailer it is, we know how many yards that trailer can hold, and it comes down to my eye versus someone else's eye in the office looking at that camera, or I have an unbiased system that's measuring that and looking at that. And I trust that more than two different brains and two different eyes looking at that.
Yes, sir.
Just curious. Once you put the system in, you ran it for 6 months, what would you say was the benefit in the end versus what you were doing before, just adjusting without making the expense? Did you see something incrementally different than
Well, I would say I'm at that 5 to 6 month time frame right now, so I haven't done that analysis yet. I think it's going to be hard for me to do that personally because how do I go back on what we were guesstimating and make that determination? The data just, I don't know that we have that data, but we'll see what we can do. We haven't got to that data.
I'm just curious whether you found your adjustments you know, in the end where you were finding you didn't have as many adjustments or you were really on target with your visuals and plots and things and bounds?
I don't know about the file. I just know about the inbound receiving and on an individual basis, each truckload that we were receiving, we were able to see immediate results on it. So we're very happy with it.
Your pound per yard, so we close it in, or is that you get a lot of variance?
Well, we have a variety of different raw materials that we're using. So you have a different bulk density for each type of material that you're using. But if we're dealing with a vendor and they have a certain species, we can favor a certain species over another based on, you know, what the value is to us.
I think it could also help identify if you buy everything by the ton and then sell it by the yard, you obviously have that conversion factor in your cost. Go up and down depending on that conversion factor if you're buying it by the ton and convert it to a yard.
Exactly.
So if you have a typical supplier where you're maybe only getting 3 cubic yards to a ton versus somebody that you're getting 4.5 to, I mean, I can see this as a good tool for maybe using that in the future to identify where your raw material costs could be going up.
We've had vendors say we'll maybe have to bring in 30 truckloads of chips, and based off of the species and the bulk density of it, you've got immediate information on what that costs you per yard.
Sure, that's what I'm saying, especially when you buy it by the ton.
We're finding
sell it by the yard.
Bulk, heavy, dense, bulk does this no good.
Did you find any supplier that also has a scanner? Any of your suppliers that actually was using this one?
Any more questions?
There's no cross. You haven't had any cross reference between two systems measuring the same loads?
No.
Your system is looking at it, and this system is scanning. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose. But it would be really interesting to see what 300 miles does for compaction.
Sure.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
You know, in the mulch business, when we used to load with before we had roll-out tip-out buckets, you'd load from a big dock, and you could literally, from the time you loaded that truck, you could watch it go down the haul road in your yard and just watch that stuff go like this all the way to the skip. Mm-hmm. People don't understand, on the other end, they don't understand the compaction because all they see is the end of it
right. When
it gets to their facility.
That's why these pictures are so valuable.
That's just what I was going to say. So to have the documentation to show this is what it looked like when it left, this is what it looked like when it got there.
Yeah.
We don't sell things by compaction. We sell by whole volume. It's there. You just got to
All right. Any more questions from my co-presenters?
Customers,
that's right.
We borrow.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on by.
we have other customers that have them, and we've done lots of demonstrations. And I've learned from all these demonstrations, there's one thing in the mulch industry, it's one thing I always hear. Boy, that thing really works good, but I'm not going to use it to sell product off of. So that's why the direction I've taken is to move it more into a process control tool. Let's use it to save money or make money and less headaches. All right. Super. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Yeah. I guess we got a 15-minute break, and then we'll hear from our three affiliate members. Mm-hmm.
true.
No, secrets. Come on, just don't.
We probably know. I mean, we're always going to come to the
break right now.
Okay.
Okay. I've got yours.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you got a... There you go.
So you've got mine already be on the laptop?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello. Starscreen PowerPoint? Thank you, sir. I will.
Is it, when it plays up on the screen, does it put the notes on the screen here? So I can read them?
Yes,
you
know, it has been.
It has been, yeah.
But
it has. Oh, yeah. So you're with Jim.
Yes.
Yeah,
talk to me. Come on. What's going on?
Well, I think
that's what you're I do. Right now, no, it's better.
Was it better? Was that better?
Yeah, because somebody was outside. Well, they were upstairs, outside on that pillar, banging on that pillar, and it was coming straight down here.
Is that other than telling them, hey, there's something going on over here, it's making too much money? That's about the only way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the bridge lounge is all the way up.
I didn't hear this until now, so I'm going to call Aaron and Jim to find out if they're from you. If not, just...
So there's a factor of when you go into the pile, you know, and you drop it into the hollow.
It's obviously going to be made until Christmas.
First of the year,
We've committed to the course.
Okay.
Does that come up with the notes up?
There's a problem.
Yeah. Because it's got a whole lot of notes in there. I probably don't know it off by heart, you know.
Open in Microsoft. Oh, wow. There we go. Yeah, it just didn't come up in the program for some reason.
But up there, it's got the whole lot. So I just wanted to have that and then the notes on the screen so I can see that, but that doesn't work, eh?
There we go. That's the way it'll come up. You gonna be able to read that?
No, not really. Anyway, I'll figure it out. I'll do it off the cuff. I'm not gonna speak too long anyway because I don't want to rehash everything that's just been said.
Oh, here we go. You may have to scroll through it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well. It's a two-finger scroll.
Okay, is it? Yep. Okay.
You don't have to click in the window, you just have to put the cursor in the window and...
Yeah, and that's the next slide, yeah.
And then the next slide you can do... Keep your cursor in here and you can see your notes.
And so how's the slide? Is that just there, is it?
Here or here? Back, forward.
Okay. Oh, we'll set up when we're... I'm on third, I think, so...
Okay. So there's yours. This is Satish's. I think he's first.
Okay.